From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A mass evacuation in Aleppo. Ambulances and green government buses moved into the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, Thursday, all part of an operation to evacuate civilians and rebel fighters. VOA's Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
The International Committee of the Red Cross and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent Society said they were involved in evacuating about 200 wounded from Aleppo, some of them with critical injuries. UN humanitarian envoy Jan Egeland told reporters in Geneva Thursday this would be the start of a, quote, last and successful attempt at evacuations from eastern Aleppo.
Russians will be monitoring that there is no that this is a swift, unbureaucratic, non-intrusive evacuation, and that nothing, no harm. Will meet these who are evacuated.
Syrian television Thursday broadcast pictures of Aleppo residents streaming towards the relief buses and ambulances as they made their way into the city. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said that history would be made with what he referred to as the liberation of Aleppo. Assad likened his government's recapture of the city to other historical events, including the birth of Jesus Christ and the fall of the Soviet Union. And he said history would be permanently altered. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Thursday he had discussed with Russian Prime Minister Putin ways for both countries to work together on bilateral issues. Abe also told journalists he had also discussed with Putin the importance of Russia playing a constructive role. This is VOA News.